For What's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Republican U.S. presidential hopefuls took aim Thursday at frontrunner Donald Trump in a contentious debate in Michigan, a state soon to hold a primary election. The debate began with a question about criticism from the party's most recent nominee, Mitt Romney. In a speech Thursday, Romney called Trump a con man and a phony. Asked to respond to the criticism, Trump dismissed Romney as a failed candidate. According to state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons at any moment. According to a report in the Korean Central News Agency, Mr. Kim also threatened to carry out a preemptive attack on his nation's enemies, saying the current situation on the Korean Peninsula is very precarious. European Council President Donald Tusk says the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea from Turkey to EU territory remains too high. He says further measures are needed to curb it. British Prime Minister David Cameron, meanwhile, announced new funding to help resettle migrants in the French port city of Calais. Lisa Bryant reports.
Prime Minister Cameron announced about $24 million in additional support for authorities in Calais, where migrants have clashed with demolition teams in a sprawling shantytown called The Jungle.
The money will go towards efforts to move people from the camps in Calais to facilities elsewhere in France, and we will fund joint work to return migrants not in need of protection to their home countries.
Cameron spoke after talks in northern France with President François Hollande amid deepening European divisions over how to handle the thousands of migrants who continue to arrive in the EU. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
And for more on that and other stories, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.